This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Technical support in terms of being able to make their digital piece work, and it was great to see them work so close together. But it's just an example. I think faith communities in general have had many of the same.
I followed.
You were followed.
Why was my tag run?
Because we wanted to.
Did I break the law?
No, sir.
Then why are you here?
We want to make sure there's nothing done against you, as well as what was done in the store with the mask. That's all.
I want to know why my tag was run.
Because we want to make sure.
Did I break the law?
We're trying to figure that out.
Did I break the law? You know I didn't break the law, because the other cop said I didn't. So you're just harassing me. You chose to harass me. The other cop walked up to me and said, you did nothing wrong, there's no problem.
Sure.
But you chose to run my tag.
I want to get your side of the story, what happened.
I told you my side of the story there, but you chose to run my tag.
Okay. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, because you said you had a medical exemption.
It doesn't matter what I have. It's not a law that people are required to wear a mask. Yes or no?
Yes, it is.
It's a law?
Yes.
It's a law. You're telling me it's a law?
The governor has mandated masks.
You're telling me it's a law. I got to record it. You said it was a law.
Ladies and gentlemen, you notice that they said the mask are never coming off now, but Governor Abbott here in Texas told Austin, you can't lock the city down and have curfews. It's not a law. It's not a governor's order. Well, even the governor's order is crap. I say he doesn't have that power to say I'm non-essential. But his mandate supposedly was going to end on the 28th. I've been looking to see if the Texas gubernatorial order has been reissued. I didn't find it this morning. I just asked the crew to look again. But regardless, it's all kabuki theater. So we'll be talking about that with constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who's been at the tip of the spear exposing these lockdowns, the statistical fraud, and the rest of it. I want to ask him, where do we go? What do we do to counter all this illegality? And China's open. They've got their businesses going. They're advertising that America's never going to reopen. They say, oh, invest here. And the globalists are all invested there. That's what the Democrats as a class want the lockdown to continue. Look at big tech. Look at how they've doubled their profits on average. My God, Jeff Bezos doubled his wealth during all of this. Google, Apple, they're all exploding because they're vertically integrating us. This is the greatest crimes against humanity since the fascist and against the communists and all the things they did to civilization. It's simply an insane time to be alive. But first, we'll talk about what's going to happen on the 6th in the Senate, in the House. Does Trump still have a path to victory with all this new election fraud evidence coming out? Trump has cut off his Mar-a-Lago visit early and has gone back to D.C. I'm told a lot of stuff is afoot. Barnes has been, at the request of the president, doing work as well. He will join us in the next segment. Let's jam in one more call right now, though. Tim in Washington, you got about a minute and a half. Welcome.
Happy New Year, Alex. Happy New Year, America. Happy New Year, the world. The things that I'm going to do in 2021 is that I'm going to encourage Americans, free Americans, to get outside and make the resistance the new culture. That's what needs to happen. We can't be tied in our homes anymore and waiting for leadership to never show up. And they never show up. I mean, and they will bend to the will of the people and will make them. Also, I'd like to invite you to the Gates Foundation, because every Saturday I bullhorn your latest videos, Bill Bigtree's latest videos, Dr. Francis Boyle's latest videos at the Gates Foundation for about 3 or 4 hours. I'd like, hopefully, either you or Dell to show up.
Is that in Washington State?
It is in Seattle. It's in Mercer. So just encourage.
Do me a favor, guys. Get his name and number. I'd like to have this guy on as a guest. I want to get this fellow on as a guest, maybe on the Sunday show. Send us some of your videos. I know that there are demonstrations against Gates. I know that he hates it. I know that's a good thing. I think I've probably seen some of your videos then. So I'm going to put you on hold with my producer, and they're going to try to set you up for a segment on the Sunday show. Does that work, Tim?
Yeah, it does. I just have two other things to really talk about, and then I'd love to be on your show and encourage listeners.
Well, Tim, let's do this. We got to go to break. I got Robert Barnes coming up. So I'm going to put you on hold. We'll set you up for Sunday for a whole segment, show some clips of what you do, and have you on as a guest. I agree. Resistance culture is the answer. Resistance culture is the answer. Being defiant to tyranny and not complying, not submitting. We'll be right back. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope in a few months, comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's the first broadcast of the Alex Jones Show in the year 2021. I remember a little kid thinking about 2020 being a big year. Or the year 2000 being amazing. But here we are, 2021. And constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes quietly crisscrossed the country at the behest of the president in the last 50, 60 days, however long it's been since November 5th or 6th. And we saw him in Georgia, saw him in other areas quietly beavering away. He can really give you the complex parliamentary system of our Constitution that is the marvel of the world, the checks and balances. The Democrats act like it's bad to question votes. They act like it's bad to have electors, act like it's bad to have Senate and House checks and balances. But Trump's up against a lot of odds, a lot of swamp cowards, Republicans that want to parlay power and don't want Trump there blocking their lobbyists. So it's an uphill battle. Pence has come back. He was going to go to a European and Israeli vacation. Now he's going to be here on the 6th, though he's fighting lawsuits by Congressman Gohmert of Texas to try to make him not certify this. Josh Hawley has come out and said he's going to do it. We need a second senator to go through that. We've got over 140 House members, we're told, that are going to try to block things. So to go over the math, the numbers, the facts, and the long shot Hail Mary, if it's still there, is Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer and good friend of mine. Robert, thanks for coming on during the first of the year here.
Glad to be here.
So let's tackle the best numbers, the best path to victory, the latest election fraud, what's really going on, and what we can expect to happen on the 6th so far.
So objections now will be, there's no doubt objections will be made, and they will have to conduct hearings because of Senator Hawley. Under the Electoral Count Act, all there has to be is one senator to join the objections for the House and the Senate to have to vote on those objections. And they're supposed to conduct 2 hours of debate. The president's team has requested that they be afforded some opportunity to present argument before Congress. That has not yet been granted, so it may be up to the Congress members and senators themselves to state the nature of the objections and to explain the evidentiary foundation for those objections. But there's no doubt objections will be made. The question is only now how many states. The hope is that at least 7 states' electors will be objected to based on constitutional issues with the nature of those elections in those states. That the first state up to object to will be Arizona. After that, there's Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and potentially New Mexico. And so the hope is that there will be meaningful hearings, meaningful evidence presented, and then it will be up to 2 main actors. One is what happens is the House and the Senate go and debate it separately for 2 hours. They don't debate it together. So after the Senate and the House, a senator and House member object to any electors from any state, per electors, they go and debate for 2 hours. So potentially, so that can be up to, theoretically, it can be up to 100 hours or 102 hours if every single state's electors were objected to. But the assumption right now is that about seven states they're looking to object to. They'll go and form in their own chambers, debate the objection for 2 hours, then come back and vote, and they vote as separate chambers. And here another key participant will be Vice President Pence. Vice President Pence could decide to say that there are competing electors from some of these states. Vice President Pence, under the 12th Amendment, could say that certain electors he refuses to certify due to constitutional questions about how the election was conducted in those states, due to the lack of transparency, the lack of audits, the lack of signature match checks that took place in all of these states, despite multiple and myriad requests for that to occur. So it'll be, how does the House vote? How does the Senate vote? And how does the Vice President act? Because how the Vice President acts can have an impact on which vote matters from the House or the Senate. So the all of those are play basically in play, and the question is, what do House members and senators do when presented with argument and evidence about these individual states' electors? Do they uphold an unconstitutional election, or do they contest that unconstitutional election? If more than if Biden ends up with fewer than 270 electoral votes at the end of this process, then under the 12th Amendment, the election goes to the House of Representatives to vote by state delegation, not by individual members, but by state delegation. So, and then that heavily favors Trump. So the big question, the first big question was, would a senator join the objections? We now know from Senator Hawley that will happen. That means these votes have to take place. That means these hearings have to take place. And that gives the president, while a long shot, a shot to have a constitutionally correct response take place to this unconstitutional election.
What can we, the people, do to put pressure? Obviously, march. What else?
For everybody to go to, the reason why the president has requested everybody go to D.C. that can on January 6th is for Congress to witness the public pressure. For those who cannot do so, either for a matter of means or other reasons, then the other option is to put pressure on every senator and House member there is. Call them, email them, fax them, mail them. Whatever you can do to let them know your opinion that they should vote to oppose and object to these electors, and that they should not certify an election that cannot be constitutionally certified as being consistent to the Constitution. And that is the case in many states, but clearly the states where it was very close, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia, but also as present in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, to some extent New Mexico, and other states. So the public can put continuous pressure on him because that's what's worked so far. That's what got Senator Hawley to admit and confess and to say he will, in fact, express his intent to object was because of the public pressure. The more they realize that the Trump's base will not support them in the future if they do not fight for Trump, no one's going to come fight for them. That is what gives Trump the best chance to have a meaningful hearing, to have the most objections to the most electors.
That's right.
And to have the best...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and have the best chance of getting the most votes.
Well, you certainly called Amy Comey Barrett. You certainly called Mitch McConnell. But they really seem freaked out now as more election fraud evidence mounts and as the public doesn't buy into this. This is really a constitutional crisis.
No question, because it's an election that did not take place in a manner consistent to the constitutional requirement. The Electors Clause requires the state legislature to choose the method by which an election is conducted. That did not happen here. And it's acknowledged and admitted that that did not happen here. And the only debate has always been remedy. And the courts have basically said they're closed. They're not going to give remedy. There's been no evidentiary. Senator Sasse was out there being critical, and he was citing the New York Times and other people. There's been no evidentiary investigation by any law enforcement body of any meaningful quality into whether fraud occurred in this election. And the big fraud is a fraud that's not really in controversy, which is the fraud on the Constitution, the fraud by having the election conducted in a manner directly contrary to the dictates of the Electors Clause, which was, as the Supreme Court admitted just 2 years ago, the most critically debated item in the entire Constitution.
Let's expand on
how
this.
We pick the president.
Let's expand as we
the
come back.
The legislatures did not pick the president in this election.
The legislatures have been cut out of this, which is really a giant power grab.
Completely. The biggest problem the Democrats had was that in all of these key swing states, they didn't control those state legislatures. So constitutionally, they couldn't change the rules, yet they still did. And they did by getting secret, often secret deals, backroom deals, with a bunch of executive officials who they did have influence and control over, even when they were nominally Republican, to change the rules of the election.
So this this is really a power grab by the executive and by lawyers and by bureaucracies. And obviously these Republican leaders, like the governor of Georgia, we find out are on the Chi-Com payroll. Mitch is on the Chi-Com payroll. We're now discovering, which we already knew, but the public is, it's not just the Democrats on the Chinese communist tip.
Well, I mean, it was with key Republican support that all of our jobs got shipped to China in the first place. So, I mean, Mitch McConnell was neck deep in that. The Bush family was neck deep in that. So the betrayal of America for China that's been happening for two decades now was led as much by key Republican establishment leaders as it was Democrats.
That's right.
So it should come as no surprise that they would betray Trump at this key juncture, especially given that China is the main country that would benefit from a Biden presidency.
That's right. And it's the one that the globalists, both Republican and Democrat, are using as their command base to sell out America to, and where there's no laws except tyranny, where they get away with it. And so I've got a plan, a talking point that's based in total reality, that will defeat them, which is making it all about China. Get the Chinese communists out of both parties. Go after them all. Expose the depression. The shutdown is there to aid China. And really just a...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Robert Barnes was asked by Trump directly. He's done it for the Republic, basically free of charge, to race around the country and investigate. And he's been there. And I'm not trying to put down Linwood or Powell or any of these people. But we've seen Fishers with Giuliani in them. So I don't want to get into infighting. Where's the real fraud? We know there's a lot of it. What's the best place to overturn these elections? I think it's what you just said. The legislature's never passed this on its face. It should be easy for the Supreme Court, easy for Congress, easy for the legislatures to take over. How do we do that? Well, we put pressure on them. We've seen some movement, but then you see the Kraken and, you know, others keep talking about all this other things that there is some evidence of, obviously, electronic manipulation. The problem is, how do you quantify that for courts in the time we've got? And then now we've got Linwood saying Jeffrey Epstein is still alive, going after John Roberts, for which I have seen evidence of him being blackmailed. And obviously some weirdness with how he adopted his children, but some incredibly bold stuff by Lynn Wood. Is Twitter scared of him? Because if I put something out one-tenth as extreme, I was banned. And so I'm just wondering what's really going on with Lynn Wood in your view.
Well, I think Lynn Wood is doing a lot of damage to the president's case, particularly in Congress, where he needs votes. He needs votes out of House members and senators. And I think the reason why the media has been happy to let him go wild and why Twitter hasn't censored him at all is because they see them as helping Democrats and hurting Trump. I think he thinks he's helping Trump, but in fact he's not, because he's pursuing allegations that either cannot be proven at this stage or within this time frame, or allegations that distract from the core issues that can be proven. So, and frankly, Wood has been involved with a lot of the QAnon types who believe a lot of stuff that just has not been proven true. And that's a key problem. And unfortunately, Sidney Powell got entrapped by a lot of that. The machines was never the focal, was never a productive focal point. And the president saw that early on. The goal has been, because the signature matches, they stuffed the ballots the old fashioned way. They weren't going to depend on machines to do what they did in this election. That's the reason why they did all these secret backroom deals.
$80 million was to flood all that and be able to do it.
Exactly. Flood the ballots. Just pour ballots out everywhere. Send them out everywhere so they would come back from everywhere. And we know that people that were not qualified to vote voted. We know that the vote count was not done in a constitutional manner because monitors were not allowed to be present in many key counties and many key states. And most importantly, we know the signatures don't match because they've never allowed any independent confirmation of the signature match process to occur. And a lot of the arguments that we've been presenting to the senators that Senator Hawley understood was the combination of, this is an electors clause issue. Was this a constitutional election? If it wasn't, then it's up to Congress to have the House vote by state delegation when we have a contested presidential election under the 12th Amendment. And second, the major area of fraud was the massive lack of safeguards being instituted for mail-in balloting. Because when you dig into the data, there's not a big difference between counties that have Dominion machines and don't have Dominion machines. Where there is a big difference is counties that had massive mail-in balloting surges and those that didn't. That's where it looks like the ballot box was padded with questionable ballots. And there, the only court that has allowed any form of signature match check to occur did so in Arizona. And they found that the Democrats' own expert found that 11% of the signatures did not match, which means that's you put that out throughout the whole state of Arizona. That's 30 times more than the margin of victory. So the biggest issue for Trump all the way through that he could have on January 6th is, first, this election was done in violation of the Electors Clause, which makes it unconstitutional, which makes the constitutional remedy voting by House delegation, by state delegation in the House. And then second, that the election had a lot of illegal ballots cast, not only by people who weren't qualified to vote, because they were outside of the state, they were non-residents, they were non-citizens, or in some cases, they were dead. But also because critically, and there was no monitored count of the vote that took place, that's deeply problematic. But the big one has always been the signatures just don't match. The one time they allowed us to take a look at it, the Democrats' own expert admitted that 11% of the signatures don't match. That's far bigger than the margin of victory in all of these states. And that means the remedy is to go to vote to the House by state delegation, where the president has a six-state edge. And that's
quantify that argument. For people that aren't a constitutional lawyer, how that would happen if the House and Senate voted to do that, what the states would then do, what that would look like.
So what would happen is if Joe Biden does not reach 270 electoral votes that are uncontested and that have not yet been certified, then the remedy under the 12th Amendment is to go to the House. Now, the Vice President Pence, there is an interpretation of the 12th Amendment that Vice President Pence can do this all by himself. That he can say there's contest involving too many states, so there's not enough. Neither candidate has more than 270 electoral votes. So under the 12th Amendment, the House must vote now by state delegation. So and in some houses you have a tie, so the vote probably wouldn't count. But it's the newly seated House, not the old House, but the newly seated House that would vote. They would vote by state, and whoever gets 26 states to vote for them wins. Or if it's 25 and 23 and two are tied, they win. So the president has an edge with 27 states.
Wow, and so this makes the Georgia election also more important than ever.
Yes, that's why Trump has been pursuing it. He knows he needs those Republican senators to have a chance to get to the House delegation in the first place. Because if he doesn't win at least the Senate contesting the election.
Sure.
Let's say Vice President Pence comes in and says, I can't certify electors from these states. The House and the Senate could object to his decision. And as long as one of the two chambers went with Trump, then those votes would not count. But
what procedurally does it go back to the states and then they have re-elections there? They have new elections?
No, it goes, the ultimate remedy is it always goes to the House to vote by state delegation under the 12th Amendment. So,
and then they'll just decide which way those states really went.
Exactly. Correct. And it's the people who they voted in. So when we vote our House members each year, we're giving them the power to choose a president if the election is contested.
Sure. And I understand that path. I'm saying, is there not another way so they don't claim Trump overturned the election as a dictator for the ignorant people out there? To say we're going to have a new election, because even the UN, the State Department, say if there's not poll watchers, if there's big questions, you should redo. That's the international standard. That's the American standard. We don't normally have to redo elections, but I think this is the time to do it. Is there a path to do that?
Congress could do that. Congress could set another election day and say that given the contested presidential election, we're going to have election day on January 19th, for example.
Yeah, I think they're too cowardly. When the Democrats have done this gaslighting, saying they won and run this scam, I think they're just too cowardly, these people in Congress, to absolutely overturn the fraud, which they should. But I think the third way is a new election. I think Trump's leaning towards that, I've been told. Have you talked to him?
He was always open to that, but he preferred – his original remedy, of course, was preferred that he be declared the winner based on an honest vote count, as happened in 1876 when they threw out the illegal votes and they counted the legal votes. His second remedy was to have the House elect him because that was the easiest constitutional remedy. But if, as you know, if that remedy is politically not available, then the alternative is a new election in the contested states.
And then let's talk about when we come back. What happens then when they have this election, say, in 2 months, and then there's a whole court battle about do they allow mail-in ballots again, which we're seeing in the Georgia Senate races. And then we'll talk about the whole world government lockdown, COVID, that allowed all this to happen with Robert Barnes. He's one of the smartest brains when it comes to that as well, on the fight forward in 2021 to regain our liberties from this giant globalist authoritarian COVID hoax blitzkrieg. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. They couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and any respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block again. is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsSword.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsSword.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Fraudulent ballots. It's the pretext to keep certain businesses locked down but other big box stores open. It's the pretext to vertically integrate the economy and bring in the Great Reset. China's open for business, laughing that we'll never open again, saying America's done. Investments flooding into them suddenly like a door was just shut. And the average leftist is cheering for their own destruction. Wow, absolutely incredible. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is here with us. I want to get in to the path forward, fighting the COVID fraud, and legally what to do with them trying to come out with travel passports and telling you it's going to be the law. They're obviously trying to normalize that right now. and what you think we as a people can do to resist this. But first, any other points about the contested election, Trump, victory, what he needs to do? Let me ask you this question, and then you can elaborate. Why isn't Trump doing resolute death speeches every night? Why isn't he cutting through all the censorship? He's the only one that can really do it at that level and dramatically educating people. I know he's been waiting for the evidence of fraud. It's come out. He's given them a handful of speeches. I mean, less than two hands, less than 10 since that November 4th early morning thing saying, I won. This is a scam. These are bad people. I mean, he knew this was coming. He predicted it all. Why are we not seeing more from the president?
I think it's because of the fundamental weakness the president has had throughout his 4-year tenure has been the lack of allies in key positions of power around him. And he's coming to terms with the full recognition of what that means as he sees McConnell's recommended judges betray him at every single level, as he sees McConnell tries to betray him in the Senate on the upcoming vote, as he sees what's happened with the Republican governors in Arizona and Georgia undermining him. So he now fully appreciates it, but I think he undervalued it before. And he had too few allies, and the effect of it is smart allies would have him periscoping every single day, would have him doing, you know, introducing Trump TV now and doing at least 1-hour updates every single night, answering questions, connecting to people directly, getting people proactive. Had he controlled the narrative in that manner, then some of this Lynn Sanity from Lynn Wood and some of these other Q movements could not have diverted people's attention.
And big tech wouldn't have seen a green light to even start censoring him. I mean, this showed weakness. But another thing about being around the swamp, even trying to organize these Trump events this week, these people will lie right to your face while they stab you in the back. I mean, this is just next level what the swamp has produced.
Yeah, and I think it's the one thing Trump wasn't fully prepared for. He didn't understand the degree to which, even though he won because of the institutionalized, corrosive corruption of Washington, D.C. over the past several decades, he didn't fully appreciate that that meant he needed to truly drain the swamp and purge them of their bad actors. He thought he could negotiate with them. He thought he could, that they would be reasonable and intelligent and recognize that his direction is the smart and savvy direction. They don't understand that at all. That's why Mitch McConnell is doing everything possible to kill the Republicans' chance to even hold the Senate by every bad strategic decision he's made over the past month, particularly undermining the president. So I think that hopefully he'll start to put that together. He did just tweet out that he wants people meeting, gathering on January 6th, and that he's going to be, apparently he's going to be there. And he's mentioned even a specific time and that location details are going to come out about where it's going to be. So this is going to be not just a Stop the Steal rally. It's going to be a formal Trump rally at this point when he's giving locational details about where events are going to take place, where speakers are going to participate.
Well, Barnes, I haven't told you this because I didn't want to become the story, but let me just tell you. No one was putting the money up 2 weeks ago for Freedom Plaza. So I put the initial money up, and it's a lot of money. Then the Secret Service got involved. We got some folks got contacted. They reached out, and they said they want it on the mall now that there's not tall buildings around it where the Jericho March was a few weeks ago. Then 3 days ago, they go, no, it's going to be on the ellipse outside the White House across from it. So they can have a controlled group, and there's a larger group outside of that. They're going to have a peaceful march on the Capitol. And he was going to be speaking in the afternoon. We thought it probably – the president was given a menu of ideas. We thought, and I was in on these meetings – that a morning before the debate starts at 1, before Pence is supposed to gavel this in, to have it start at about 11, and then he'll speak right at noon. And there's actually an event going on before that for several hours. And so that's what's going on. That's what's unfolding. And again, I put the money down because, you know, this is all private, folks. The president just doesn't pay for these things with taxpayer money. So his inauguration was paid for by donors. Well, I put the money down for that. Even though I didn't really have extra money, I did it. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then a big donor came through and took care of that for us. It's not about me bragging. It's just people know the history. Trump is speaking at noon at the ellipse. The Secret Service might change at the last minute, but it's about to be built right now.
Well, I think that's critical. I think it was Andrew Jackson's constituency raiding the Capitol that leveraged his power over through his first term in 1828 to be willing to take on the bank. and even ignore the court's orders, famously, saying that the court's issued its order, they can try to enforce it in trying to force a bank on the country. And he helped prevent that concentration of financial power for three decades that ended up leading to the biggest democratic expansion of economics in world history, arguably, but definitely in American history at the time. So it's critical that as many people be there as possible so that Congress feels the pressure, because there's some House members and senators who've been convincing themselves, lying to themselves, that that getting past Trump will make them more popular, and that these mail, you know, letters that they've been receiving, emails and texts and all of it, and phone calls, that really those, that's just artificial activity, and it's not a reflection of real grassroots commitment to Trump. And that's where, you know, if they see a million people there, that's gonna awaken them. If they see more people there than are gonna show up theoretically for Biden's inaugural, then that will let them know where they have to vote. And if they can hold the line in the Senate or get Vice President Pence to step up to the plate, either one, then the president has, it's still a long shot, but he has a fighting chance.
Oh, absolutely. And regardless, it's to let the system know we're not accepting Joe Biden. And day one, they said Trump was a Russian agent, no proof. He's a Russian agent. He's a Chinese agent. Open and shut evidence, and we're taking action. And so that's what this is all about. But I told the story of how this happened, and I just handed it off immediately, because no one else was stepping up. And there wasn't a magical Q group. There wasn't a magical intel group doing it. And I had, you know, General Flynn called me yesterday and said, you know, I'm sorry about how it looked like when I got startled by you, that I'm not a friend. And they said, I'm sorry that happened. I said, I totally understand. He's going to be there. So everybody's together. Everybody's good. Everything's great. But I just want people to know, wasn't Magic Q doing it. It was Alex Jones and a great lady who helped us do it and then paved the line. Share of it. We salute her. She knows who she is. She doesn't want any credit. I just want people to know that's how ragtag it is, that Trump called you, you know, however many days ago, 50-something days ago, 60 days ago, and said, please come help us. And, you know, we got the call, and it's ragtag. You know, CNN got that right. Trump has a ragtag group defending him. So it's us, folks. He needs us. We need him. Let's go to D.C. to let them know we're aware of their activity, regardless of the occupation of D.C. starts now.
Well, and I think exactly, I mean, it's what led to any sort of form of change or reform has been the willingness and readiness to publicly engage in a democratic manner, and a little de-democratic manner. And that's going to be key no matter what happens, regardless of what the, it's the best, it's the only shot the president has is massive public pressure on the Congress. And then secondarily, even if that doesn't go the way it needs to go, it's the beginning of a real movement that it has, that is, that can last longer and runs deeper and goes wider than the Trump movement did over the last 4 years.
And for those that don't know, we'll talk about when we come back in a minute, the vaccine stuff and then the COVID lockdown. But this happened to Jackson. He got it stolen, made him bigger later. We'll talk about what Trump's role should be if they effectively steal it. He's got to never concede and just be the president in absentia, in exile, and just keep building the movement against him. Do you agree with that?
Oh, no doubt about it. And it needs to be at the – there's been too much focus at the top. Q always focuses on the top. We need to focus. This needs to be a bottom-up revolution if it's going to work. If we're going to have real populist reform and resist the sort of Chinese communist model for future world governance, then we have to start with our own action.
That's right.
Our own
Robert action. Barnes, right. Robert Barnes Law, stay there. We're going to come right back with the final conclusion.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills, we shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
And by necessity, we are Freedom Command Central, and you keep us in the fight, so I salute you and I thank you. And I didn't tell the story about how I'm the guy that got the money, paid the bills, and then I'm literally maxing out my bank account almost, put some of the extra funds, and then a lady, a great patriot, came through, magically called me, and paid for almost all of it. That's what this is all about. And that's where God comes in. If we persevere, if we peacefully resist, if we pray, if we take action, it's what I like to call the spirit of 1776. 1776, defiance to evil. All right. Separately, it takes a lot of money to fund this operation. Plus, I got great products you need. I can buy a bottle of D3 where the D3 costs less than the bottle. And it's synthetic, and a lot of studies show doesn't help you. I've got delicious, high-end, high quality, good vitamin D3 that you actually absorb. It's what I take. It's what my children take. I go out and say, what's the highest quality you can get? That's Winter Sun. Even though we're selling out of it, still discounted. All of our products, our fish oil, our krill oil. I can buy a bottle of krill oil for $3 a bottle and sell it to you for $19.95 all day. Our krill oil cost, depending on which run, how much we order, $10 to $14 a bottle. Because it's medical grade. I mean, it's the highest grade, bright red, crystal clear. Looks like a glowing red taillight. You like hold it up and you go, why is it glowing red? It's not ink, folks. Nothing looks like that. Okay, so that's what I'm telling you is everything we got is the top of the line. Our turmeric bodies, top of the line. Our quail egg concentrate that's knocking out the allergies. Pollen block. You can buy cheaper versions of it. It's A-plus grade. It's like getting the best steak versus hamburger meat. Okay, and I'm not knocking hamburger meat. I love it. I'm just saying it's the highest grade. We go for the highest grade. Our Turbo Force, highest grade natural stimulants. Highest grade with vitamins and minerals. Everything's highest grade. Brain Force, highest grade. We had to reformulate it because what we had was actually prescription to the ingredients in the EU, and the FDA won't let you do that, so we had to reformulate. Like, I like the old Turbo Force. Or Brain Force. Yeah, so did I. Still, we got the best available in America. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Our DNA Force, best PQQ, best CoQ10. I could buy a PQQ or a CoQ10 that's synthetic that costs a third as much. It's still sold for $50 a bottle. You understand, folks? InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force is back in stock. X2 is back in stock. Our activated charcoal toothpaste, fluoride-free, excellent, back in stock. All discounted 25-50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you all for supporting us. All right. Going back to Robert Barnes. Barnes, let's talk about, because you are one of the best brains, just wide spectrum. What would you call this giant fraud, 11 months in of the COVID rollout, the world government, the UN, the liability protection, people getting so sick from the vaccines, they don't care? It seems like they're trying to invoke a mass Stockholm syndrome or something. What's the big methodology here?
Well, it definitely is a real-world Milgram experiment on a global scale. The system has tried for centuries to figure out how to control the populace, how to control whatever group of people it has under its governance. And, you know, they tried foreign enemies, but that only got so far. They tried domestic crime, but that only got so far. It turns out that a virus is the easiest way to get people to do whatever the government tells them to do, no matter how ludicrous it may be, even if they contradict themselves like they did with masks. I mean, within months, it went to don't wear them to you have to wear them and all of it. And now, of course, they're trying to rush an experimental drug, and that's all a vaccine is, an experimental drug with a fancy label on it. That's supposed to have a particularized therapeutic purpose, but it's still a drug at the end of the day. And this is an experimental one being rushed through on an emergency protocol and procedure and done in a way that has not had the kind of testing that we normally should have done and done for a virus that there's never been a coronavirus for which there's never been a successful vaccine. And now the World Health Organization admitted this week that, in fact, this vaccine won't actually vaccinate you. All it will do is reduce the likelihood of you getting particularly severe symptoms, but it doesn't stop the transmission at all. So
they're now admitting it can cause an autoimmune response to other cold viruses. So this is a diabolical plan. I think they're just setting the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want, to get enough people on board where then everyone's in denial into the future. This is a giant assault.
It's very much they've looked to the Chinese model of governance to apply that worldwide. So just as they've using the Chinese social credit model system and how they're doing big tech censorship and suppression against dissident views and decrediting and discrediting those views in exchange for others, they've taken the Chinese model and system for governing their own population and trying to apply it here.
Creating super soldiers with mRNA. They're not really super soldiers. They're doing medical experiments on trips. You call it super soldiers.
Exactly. It's China who started out with so much of this mRNA testing. It's China that released this virus. It's China that used the lockdown as a mechanism of responding to a virus when that's never been successful in the history of the world, and America's never done it before, and now they're coming with a forced vaccine. Notably, China doesn't believe that a vaccine is necessary. Their people are out partying in Wuhan last night on New Year's Eve. So they created this storyline that was terrifying and frightening of bodies dropping dead. And now we flash forward to New Year's Eve. China's economy is doing great. Its governance model system is being expanded and exported throughout the world. The U.S. is struggling while Wuhan is celebrating with everybody close together and many of them not even wearing masks. So it gives you an idea for what really happened. And that's why the next big fight in the U.S. politically and legally is going to be enforcing the Nuremberg Code, the Nuremberg Accords, which said they cannot do any form of invasive medical treatment on you without your informed consent. Any form of mandatory vaccines violates the Nuremberg Code, violates the Nuremberg Accord. We said it would be never again would we allow any state to force medical treatment on another human being without their informed consent, and yet that is precisely what employers are planning, governments are planning all around the Western
world. And
again,
Robert Barnes, this is like, if Hitler was bad, which he was, that was 1.0. This is like 5.0. This is like way worse, way crazier. All the scientists look at it and go, this will kill you. This is insane. Jellyfish genes, whole human genomes, nothing to do with COVID-19. A lot of the vaccines make you test positive for HIV. I mean, this is like a crazy psycho loony activity because psychos finally want it all. They finally just go crazy like Hitler did. And you look at Bill Gates, who's a eugenicist, and you got to wonder, where the hell does this guy think he's taking us?
Well, it's them having ultimate control over its own, over the world's population. Not only the number of us that live, Bill Gates is publicly on record saying he wants to reduce the number of live human beings in the future. By the tens and hundreds of millions and even billions over time. And then it's also the mindset of control. It's just people who like control, who want control and seek control. And that's why now the upside to what the World Health Organization said is that constitutionally, I'll be debating Alan Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz on this in the coming weeks. But I don't believe that even his argument holds water anymore about mandating vaccines if a vaccine does not in fact prevent transmission of the virus. That's the only legal excuse they've ever had, is to say a person presents a clear and present danger without being vaccinated because they could transmit the virus. Everybody agrees, even Dershowitz, that you cannot force a vaccine on someone solely for their own benefit.
And by the way, Robert, so I would love to invite you and Dershowitz on, and I would fairly moderate. I would not even make comments. I would love to have a commercial-free deal. Millions would tune in. My Joe Rogan interview has 3.2 million views. And something like that, I think we get millions of views, and you guys can repost it wherever. But I would love to have you guys on for like an hour-long commercial-free debate. Then I would air excerpts on the show. That'd be a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's game for it. He's up for it. So we're discussing.
Well, you set it up, and you tell me the time, and some afternoon we'll just tape an hour, or we can stream it live, and then I'll air it on the show the next day. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah. Sounds great. So it's basically his schedule is dictating the time and the terms.
Well, I know you talked to him, so and you say what you want about Dershowitz and all the weirdness, but he is one of the top lawyers in the world, and that's why it's shocking to see him write on so many things, be talking about plunging needles in people's arms.
Well, he has deep deference to the professional class, and that's where we have our strongest disagreement. He trusts the experts in other fields that he wouldn't trust in his own legal field. But that's why we have to challenge it and contest it. If we do not have the rights to protect our own bodies from having a forced drug stuck into our systems, then what rights do we have?
We have no rights. This is the final revolution against our very persons, our very DNA. We'll do five more minutes with us, and you're going to go. Then Dale Bigtree, powerful interview coming up. And then we've got the one, the only, Dr. Nick Begich, hour number four, straight ahead.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.